The Saturday morning farmers market. There's fresh fruits and veggies, crafts by local artists, fresh baked empanadas, and two stands selling a product called CBD. It's a chemical found in marijuana, but also in industrial hemp. Hemp and marijuana are related, but they're not the same plant. And to be clear, despite the suggestive branding, CBD does not get you high. Not at all.
CB to the D.
Drew Darden runs a skin and hair products company called Tree Hugging Soap. He says he uses it to treat back pain caused by sciatica. He sells CBD-infused lotions for all kinds of conditions.
Women's cramps, again, sciatica, arthritis. I mean, talking about major pain, people that suffer with every day. So I don't know, man. When I tried, I thought someone had to put voodoo or something on me because I couldn't believe how well it worked.
As you can hear, Darden swears by this stuff. He says he trusts it more than synthetic medication.
This is natural, you know, and it works.
But to be clear, none of these claims about CBD are approved by the Federal Drug Administration or the state of Florida. These open questions are leading to changes in the way businesses can operate, sometimes overnight, especially as CBD has become a lot more mainstream. For more than a year, there was a tent selling CBD at another farmer's market at the University of Miami Jackson Memorial Hospital campus. Now, there's no tent to be found.
We're just trying to get support of our customers.
Andrew Becerra is a sales rep for a local CBD manufacturer called Physicians Preferred. He says a few weeks earlier, they got a call saying the university wouldn't allow them to sell CBD products here anymore. So now he's collecting petitions to be allowed back.
We've got nurses, I've got lots of staff. Techs, students, social workers, nursing managers, just quite a different variety. IT, there's a lot of people here that, you know, just come to the market and, you know, just see what it's about.
I talked to a few of these people who signed the petitions. They all said CBD is still too controversial for medical professionals to publicly talk about using it. One emergency room physician said CBD helped her get over a bad shoulder pain. Claims about health benefits can open up a can of worms for things like CBD. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration doesn't regulate the chemical, yet, but it is increasingly keeping an eye on the market. In March, FDA Director Scott Gottlieb talked about that to the U.S. Senate.
I will take enforcement action against CBD products that are on the market if manufacturers are making what I consider over-the-line claims. So if you're marketing CBD and you're claiming it can cure cancer or prevent Alzheimer's disease, we're going to take action against that because that could mislead a patient into foregoing otherwise effective therapy.
The following week, a shop in Hollywood called Dr. Stern CBD said they were selling CBD products like crazy. Paul Fisher is the store's manager.
For the edibles, what we have gummy bears, either a sour or a regular flavored gummy bear. And we also offer a sugar-free lollipop. We have a very good, superior product.
The day before this visit, the FDA sent a warning letter to a different company a few miles away about how it was marketing CBD products. The company's website claimed CBD can help fight cancer, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, and PTSD. When I asked Fisher about whether he's worried about similar claims on his company's website, the store's owner intervenes.
Sir, go home. Out? Thank you very much. Go home. Okay. What, you stupid or what? Oh, I'm stupid.
He kicks me out of the store. The following day, sections about CBD helping treat cancer and Alzheimer's disease are removed from the website. Florida just elected an unabashedly pro-marijuana commissioner of agriculture, Nikki Fried. Fried says right now, though, the sale of all CBD products is illegal in Florida, no matter if you can find it everywhere. That's at least until lawmakers pass a bill that legalizes hemp in the state, because most of the CBD on the market comes from hemp, not marijuana. There are currently three different bills in the legislature looking to do just that. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.